The message this week from the Nashville Area Chamber of Commerce is clear. Go big on mass transit, to the tune of several billion dollars. Yet where exactly to get that money is less clear. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
Among officials, there's extreme caution about talking too soon about how to pay for mass transit. But the big ideas would almost certainly need some kind of targeted tax. Getting dedicated funding has been contentious in the cities Nashville thinks of as models. In Denver in the late 90s, voters rejected a plan. Later, they approved a sales tax for light rail. That was after advocates spoke to tens of thousands of residents and found pockets of support among young professionals and, surprisingly, retirees.
Retired women over the age of 65, because they saw it as the first opportunity for them to come back into downtown and see a show at the Performing Arts Center and have lunch together with the girls.
That's Kathleen Osher with Denver's Transit Alliance. She says the promise of economic development also helped make the case for rail. In Austin, the sales tax has reached its maximum, so a property tax is being debated. But that's a slog, says advocate Richard McKinnon.
The people who have been in their homes for a while are feeling the property taxes just ratchet up annually. So they're feeling sort of a property tax fatigue.
He's not sure that's the same in Nashville, a city he knows pretty well as a part-time resident. As for a funding plan here, a local gas tax has been suggested. The Chamber of Commerce is pushing officials to lock in an idea by the end of 2018. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.